Titus 2:1-3:15. No, I'm not going to expound all the verses and go into detail. In this discourse, I want to answer the question, who has to be taught? Teaching is the primary thing in this letter. You must teach, chapter 2, verse 1. The elders also, chapter 1, verse 9. The elder must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so that he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it. The teaching ministry, the standing teaching ministry in the assemblies of God, of Christ. Titus, of course, is a special man. He's been deputed by Paul to stay in Crete and sort these churches out. And he must do this by a teaching ministry and by seeing to it that elders are installed and recognized in the assemblies. But here is the standing ministry of the church, surely. Now, who is it that is to be taught? Let us just have a look at these verses. I read in verse 2, teach the older men. Older men have to be taught. I'm not looking at what they have to be taught now. But older men come under the instruction of the gospel. Likewise, verse 3, older women. So they have to be taught too. Men and women. Older men, older women. And then the older women being taught in the gospel, instructed and built up in the faith, verse 4, they can train the younger women. There's a mutual ministry here. It's not just the elders. It's not just Titus. We're all priests, all ministers of Christ, those of us who are in Christ. And the old are taught. And then the young are taught too. And then you get slaves to be taught, and so on. Verse 9. You can see that it's the whole range of the assembly. Men, women, young and old, rich and poor, slaves, noble people perhaps, whatever it might be. Nobody says, well, I'm too old to be taught, you see. I'm an old man now, I'm an old woman now. I mean, I just can't take any more. Did you know the older men must be taught? The older women. Well, I'm too young to be taught, you see. I've got my youth before me. No, the young must be taught. I'm too busy. Well, you can't be more busy than verses 4 and 5. These younger women have to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure and busy at home, kind, subject to their husbands, and so on. No one maligning the word of God. There's a busy life for you. Slaves are pretty busy. Young men, verse 6. You see, young men, young women, wives, husbands, older men, older women, slaves, whoever they might be. We all have to be taught. This is the thing. If we're too low in life, no, too high, no. This is a teaching assembly, a teaching ministry of the gospel here. Chapter 3, verse 1, reminds the people. This isn't the people in the street. This is not the people in Crete. This is the people in the assembly. These are the saints. They have to be reminded. And then chapter 3, verse 8, is those who have trusted in God who have to be taught. I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God, the believers, old men, old women, young women, slaves, rich, poor, whoever they might be, the saints, if they're saints, have to be instructed. This is good and profitable, excellent and profitable, verse 8, for everyone, for all of us. Even the elders need teaching. Yes, of course we do. Verse 14 of chapter 3, our people must learn. Our people, the saints. The believers, the children of God, they must believe, and they must be taught. Now, the question for me is, how are we to do this? And my Bible has over the top what must be taught to various groups, as though we hive all these different people off into groups. Here's the slaves over here, here's the older women, here's the young women, here's the rich, here's the poor, or whatever it might be. No. Now, there may be a case for some specialized teaching at times. For example, in verses 3 to 5, the older women teaching the young women about house and home and family. Well, yes, although the whole church could hear that. But the idea that the church is split up into these various groups is, I think, destructive of what we hear in the rest of Scripture. Of course, the world does that, but we're talking about the assemblies. There might be a case for specialized teaching, but we all need, for example, let's see, the older men in chapter 2, verse 2, to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, sound in faith, in love, and endurance. Well, the younger men need to hear this, because one day they're going to be older men anyway, but they need to be sound in the faith, in love, and in endurance. As slaves, well, subject to their masters and everything, well, okay, we'll deal with that when we come to it. Well, slaves, that's the subject. The employees, certainly, they need to be taught that. But the employer needs to hear, too. And they need to respond to it as well. But there may be cases for specialized teaching at specialized times to the groups. But I believe myself that this should be the general ministry of the gospel. We should be making the teaching of God, our Savior, attractive in our lives. That's to slaves. Well, I think that applies to me. I'm not a slave. Well, I'm an old man. But I still need to make the teaching about God, our Savior, attractive. Yeah. And we all need to be taught so that these things are excellent and profitable for everyone, chapter 3, verse 8. So I would see this as a general course of the ministry, an instructive, edifying, and if you'll see if you read through it, it's a sanctifying ministry. But my point in this discourse is, who is to be taught? Well, the question is, who is not to be taught? And we're all to be taught. Elders, teachers, the taught, we're all in it together, old and young, rich and poor, slaves and employers and whatever it might be, whatever condition we're in, young and old, busy, active, and it's all of the gospel, and it's a teaching assembly. It's not the seminary, this is not the conference, this is the regular teaching ministry of the local assembly, and this is what we need, brother and sister. And we need to encourage this, and we need to further this, and we need to see this kind of ministry going on, this instructive teaching, building up, edifying ministry of the gospel. And none is outside it. We're all in it. We're being taught, and we're teaching others to the glory of God and the praise of His name. Amen.